ਪਾਣੀ ਨਾਲ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਉਹਦੇ 'ਚ ਬਲੈਕ ਪੈਪਰ, ਬੇ ਲੀਵਸ, ਕਰੀ ਲੀਵਸ, ਸਾਲਟ ਐਂਡ ਪੈਪਰ.
I'm getting a rare glimpse into the midday routine at Vij's restaurant in downtown Vancouver. Vikram Vij is giving instructions on a set of new recipes to his cooking staff while they have their lunch, a lunch I'm about to taste.
You want to eat something?
Yes.
You do?
Would I say no?
Huh?
Would I say no to your food?
No, do you want to, you know what? This is the traditional stuff they're eating?
That would be great.
Yeah?
I love the traditional stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
See that, ek plate, give you a bowl, a little achar. This is the traditional stuff. This is that really core village style made with loki, loki, with zucchini and...
The vegetable stew was warming to both stomach and heart, especially with the addition of mango chutney and green chilies. This may not be the food you get served in the restaurant, but these dishes are the root of the wonderful flavors that do come out of the kitchen every evening. Vikram Vij and his wife Miru Dawala have been operating Vij's now for about a dozen years. The first incarnation of the restaurant was run by Vikram himself, a tiny 14-seater. Then Miru came along.
Well, I came in November of 1994, and he had just gotten started, very, very little money, and I was convinced that he was going to go belly up. And even when, you know, he proposed to me, I think a week later or something, or five.
You proposed to
him. Well, that's a separate conversation, but I'd like to say that when he proposed to me, I remember saying yes and then thinking, okay, we're going to be really poor. And I was in Washington, D.C. at the time, and I remember stealing my sister's things because I thought we weren't going to have any money in Canada. That location that I thought was going belly up, in his eyes, that location was as beautiful as where you're sitting right now, as this location. Like, he didn't see what I saw. And then when I moved here, and then when I saw him on the floor and I was hanging out in the kitchen and everything, you know, that's when I started catching on to the, oh, so this is the vision of what the restaurant's supposed to be like.
The vision was to create an innovative Indian cuisine that used basic ingredients local to Vancouver in combinations based upon but not mimicking Indian cuisine. The result has been a smash hit, and one people are willing to line up for. There are no reservations at Vij's. If there is a lineup, Vikram, the consummate host, will greet you with a warm cup of chai or cocktail and a parade of hot snacks to keep you happy while you wait. While Vikram is the one with the formal training in hotels and restaurants, Miru brings an instinctive touch to new menu items.
Well, pretty much, I've taken over the kitchen. I do the recipes. I come up, the way it works is we change the menu every 4 months or so. You know, it's always a give and take. Vikram, taste this. Vikram, taste that. Miru, we got to change the beef. Or Miru, we got to change, the vegetables. It's always a lot of interaction between the two of us and Mike and Monique, the two managers here, from the customer's point of view. We do try to do it that Vikram has one dish on the menu.
I always still miss the fact that I'm not in the kitchen to be able to create all these things. But that's just the nature of it. But I am still very, very much hands involved with pretty much ordering of the cuts of the meats, the style of the meats, and what comes in. And so we work together in that sense. And she's very good at coming up with the sauces and the recipes.
If by now you're curious about what the food tastes like, but you live far away from Vancouver, help is on its way in the form of the Vij's Cookbook. Released last fall, it's quickly become a favorite of many of Vij's fans and is an easy way for people to get into cooking East Indian food without being intimidated.
As long as you know how to chop onions and garlic, at least that's not a new thing for you, and as long as you know how to sauté, you should be able to make 75% of the dishes in the cookbook.
And for me, having Vij's first, and as I said, the first focus of the cuisine, the culture, the country where I came from, cookbook is another step towards that awareness of the cuisine. And going out and buying the spices and going to the Punjabi market and using those spices in your cooking and actually becoming more and more aware of it, that is very important to me.
The favorites from the cookbook in my household include the eggplant, tomato and green onion curry and the Vij family's chicken curry. You will also find in the book a dish that Vikram and Miru can't take off the restaurant menu, marinated lamb popsicles with fenugreek cream curry. Sounds kind of weird, but really is delicious. The recipes aren't that complicated and reinforce their two main aims of the cookbook. One is to share their unique take on Indian culture and cuisine, and the other one is to get people cooking again.
Vikram and I are very aware and concerned by the fact that while people are really into food and they're really into being fed, but very few people are actually touching raw food with their hands and cooking it. And that actually worries me for the future. It's like, wait a minute, if we lose that connection between our hands and what we eat, what does that say about something so fundamental to human life?
It is very important for both of us that they cook. And both of us, Miru and I, both of us pretty much cook at least 6 nights at home. And I cook with the girls so that they learn the culture. So we'll, you know, I'll say, let's go and pick up some rosemary, and then we'll pick up rosemary and stuff the chicken and make I make them mash the potatoes, for example, to make potato pancakes and stuff like that.
I don't know at what point cooking food became a pain in the butt.
It's not a pain in the butt to cook with the Vidge Cookbook, and to get a taste of the book, you will find the recipe for the lamb popsicles on my website. The full name of the book is Vidge's Elegant and Inspired Indian Cuisine, and that's what Vikram and Miru are, elegant and inspired. That's Food for Thought. I'm Don Genova.
Okay. ਤੇਲ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਨਾ